forever.
It's Mary
and Sally
on 50% Angel,
50% Devil.
That's the name of this podcast.
Wait, I want to try something out.
Whoa, okay. Oh my God, we're going to play a game.
Yeah, okay.
No, Mary, I saw what you typed. You psycho.
Okay,
but you got to turn it toward me. And I also have only watched this one time.
Really?
Yes.
I thought you had like a phase.
No.
Oh.
I don't know this. This is what you tried to do in the Macaulay Culkin
show. Yeah, and it did not go well.
So you want to try it again?
Well, I just thought you were familiar.
I'm not,
cut
but
it out
let's,
if it's bad.
No, okay, let's
you
try
know who's
it.
Good at this is Alex Ramsey, the other podcast producer.
Oh, really? Yeah. That makes sense. He seems like Wait, it.
Maybe Joe would be good at it. Well, okay. We'll try it with you, and then producer Joe can hop in if you totally flub.
Joe, I think you'd be good at this. All right, but I'm Mimi.
Okay.
Would you forget?
Got a light.
I know you. You're shivering.
It's nothing. I don't know. They turned off my heat, and I'm just a little weak on my feet. Would you light my candle? What are you staring at?
Nothing. Your hair in the moonlight. You look familiar. Can you make it?
Just haven't eaten much today. At least the room stopped spinning anyway. What?
Nothing. Your smile reminded me of...
I always remind people of... Who is she?
She died. Her name was April.
It's out again. Sorry about your friend. Would you light my candle?
Well?
Yeah?
Ow!
Oh, the wax, it's
dripping. I like it between my
fingers, I figured. Oh, well, good night.
I can't do this anymore. It made me start sweating so much because I only know how the title of the song is sung.
Oh, my God.
Joe, do you know it? Okay, get on the mic.
Okay. Joe, do you want to be Mimi or Roger?
Oh my gosh, what a choice. The choice of choices. I don't care.
Okay.
I'll be, who do you want to be?
I want to be Roger.
Okay. Okay.
Would you forget?
Got a light.
I know you, you're shivering.
It's nothing. They turned off my heat, and I'm just a little weak on my feet. Would you light my candle? What are you staring at?
Nothing. Your hair in the moonlight. You look familiar. Can you make it?
Just haven't eaten much today, I think. At least the room stops burning anyway. What?
Nothing. Your smile reminded me of...
I always remind people of... Who is she?
She died. Her name was April.
It's out again. Sorry about your friend. Would you light my candle?
Well?
Yeah. Ow!
Oh, the wax. It's
dripping. I like it between my...
fingers. I figured. Oh, well. Good night. It blew out again.
No, I think I dropped my stash. Yeah.
I know I've seen you out and about when I used to go out. Your candle's out.
I'm illin'. I had it when I walked in the door. Oh, yeah. It was pure. Is it on the floor?
Floor?
Why would they do that? How's this part going, Mary? They say that...
Best.
Below 14th Street. Is it true?
What?
I thought you was a junkie.
You're staring again.
Oh, no. I mean, you do. Have a nice...
What?
You look familiar.
Like your dead girlfriend.
Only when you smile, but I'm sure you've seen you somewhere else.
Do you go to the Cat Scratch Club? That's where I work. I dance. Help me look.
Yes! They used to tie you up.
It's a living.
I didn't recognize you without the handcuffs.
We could light the candle. Oh, won't you light the candle?
Why don't you forget that stuff? You look like you're 16.
I'm 19, but I'm old for my age. I was born to be bad.
I once was born to be bad. I used to shiver like that.
I have no heat, I told you.
I used to sweat.
I got a cold.
Uh-huh, I used to be a junkie.
But now and then I like to.
Uh-huh.
Feel good.
Oh, hear it.
What's that?
It's a candy bar wrapper.
What? He found the heroin and then he's like, oh, wait,
what
never
is
mind.
It? It's a candy bar wrapper. Oh, right, he's being a good guy. We could light the candle. Oh, what'd you do with my candle?
That was my last match.
Our eyes will adjust, thank God for the moon.
Thank God for them.
Thank God for the moon.
Maybe it's not the moon at all. Ugh. I hear Spike Lee shooting down the street.
Bah humbug. It's a little old.
This is the worst.
It's a little
I like
old.
It.
And Mary loves it.
No, I like it.
He did floor and then whore.
What did
no,
he do?
No, no.
Tell me what the rhyme was. It was horrible. Pure.
It was pure. Floor, is door. It on the floor?
Floor?
Yeah, he says floor.
What did she say before plore? Pure. It was something else.
It was pure.
it was,
damn it.
It was horrible.
I'm alien. I had it when I walked in the door. Door. It was pure.
It's pure.
Is
pure.
It on the floor?
Door.
Door, pure, floor, door. It's good, right?
All right, Mary, that was the thrill of my life. Well, okay. Thrill of my young life. Thank you.
I think we're ready to give some advice now.
Oh, my God. I have some advice for the guy who wrote that. Yeah. Sorry about your...
Sorry you died.
Sorry you died. I know, I know. I was going to give you some advice, but then I was like, oh, no, I'm going to get in trouble if I say... it's a bad play and it's overrated because you died.
Let's see. I'm going to try calling this guy even though he didn't text back.
Okay.
I actually don't know if his name is Adam. That's just what it seems like.
I like it between.
Hello?
Is this at Adam Azzle?
Yes.
Hi.
Oh, that's who. You followed me. I didn't follow you back because I didn't know you were. Hi,
okay.
Adam. I'm Sally.
Is your name
Hi, Sally.
Adam? We figured it was.
Yeah, this is Adam.
Adam, we hear you have an advice question.
Yeah. Can you tell us what it is?
Yeah, I do. Recently, I've gone on a lot of first dates, but none of them lead to second dates, and I'm wondering what I should do about that.
Well, the question we're wondering is, what the heck are you doing on these dates? What are you doing?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Where are you taking these girls?
The fucking dump?
Or boys? Where are you taking these people, and are you buying them things?
Occasionally, I'm buying them things, but sometimes they don't want to let me buy them things, which I respect. And
that's
then,
totally cool.
Yeah, and usually I'm taking them to restaurants or bars or music shows.
Music shows. Do they like the music that you like? Or are you like, there's a show, we should go?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, I live in a town that has a couple venues where that are small and nice to see shows at. So usually I'll go, and if I don't know the band, I'll say, hey, let's just go check out this band and see if it's any good. But if not, I do invite them to music that they do like sometimes too.
How are you meeting these people?
Tinder.
Tinder. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. How much are you talking to them on Tinder before you meet up?
Usually like a few days or a week. I guess it's just whenever each of us feels comfortable giving the other person our phone number or meeting in person.
Yeah, for sure. I think for me, I want to have a lot of
conversation before I go out with a person, maybe from if I'm going to meet them online, because I want to be like pretty sure that our timing is right. And that's why I have a problem with Tinder and the apps in general, is that, and I know it's so, like, I'm blessed to live in a city that, you know, it's easy to meet people. I have a job where it's easy to meet people. I'm in a community, it's easy to meet people. But Tinder is difficult for that very reason, I think, because it's, you don't know what your chemistry is going to be like. You don't know what your timing's going to be like. You don't know if, like, it, like, there are just little things, like the way a person can talk or move, that will make me be like, I don't like.
That's fair. I think for sure, two of the first dates that I went on, I think we both were mutually just like, yeah, there's not really chemistry that we thought while we were texting. But there were a bunch of others where I just thought things were going really well. Maybe I'm just like missing the signs, but then it just never, a second date really never happens.
Maybe.
I'm trying to think of dates that I've been on that I didn't go on a second date. Can you think of those and what prompted you, Sally, to not go on a second date?
Yeah.
And ones that weren't like, oh, this guy's a nightmare. Just like ones that were.
That were just like, oh,
man, you know.
I think that.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Sometimes what will be happening is I can be like seeing a couple people at once, and then I can just decide that I want to spend more time with this one person as opposed to any of the other people. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I went on a date with this girl recently, and I was just like, I don't feel like I'm into it, but I didn't say that. Now we just text, but I don't know if we're ever going to meet up again. But I don't know. It's just like there are some things where it's just like it's not like there's zero chemistry. There's just not like a ton of chemistry.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, Sal, you bring up a good point that these people could be seeing other people, and it's really nothing that you're doing. It's just that they're like, oh, kind of already hit it off with this one person.
Right.
It would be kind of weird or rude to keep going on dates with other people.
And maybe maybe these people are like, I'm looking for the person, my Prince Charming, who when I see him, I'm going to fall deeply in love, and I'm going to turn into a frog. And it's maybe they want to get married is my point. And they're like, they're out on the prowl for marriage. And they're like, you know what? It's not 1,050% like yes, so never mind.
For sure. Okay. I do like the idea of buying things. I think romantic gestures for sure are good. They're not cheesy. You're on a date. It's made for cheese, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think feel free to be cheesier and more romantic and buy more goods.
And also, I mean, I'm sure you know this, but like ask so many questions about the person and maybe like make a little like in your own head, like a mixtape of the most interesting things about you and have them ready to talk about.
Oh, okay.
I do that with myself. I'm like, these are the cool things about me. I'm going to casually insert these, like, humble brag it.
Sure.
I gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Dare I be crass?
Mm-hmm.
On these dates, do you guys smooch?
Yeah, some of them. I mean,
think smooching is essential to go on date number two.
Yeah, I think like there were a couple where we did smooch and more. And then, you know, just...
he's talking about sex.
And then, it just didn't, just for whatever reason, it didn't continue. You know, I think I think Sally said that like some people were just, you know, maybe dating a bunch of people and then decided to just go with someone else. But then there are some that were just, kind of confusing where, you know, I would say since, the summer, since June, I've been on 14 first dates.
Wow.
And, yeah, I know. It's a lot of
first
dates.
Wait, I didn't realize. Wait, yeah. And then so how many second dates
since
have you had?
Since June.
I know.
Only with
That's
two,
a long time.
Yeah, only with two of the girls that I was dating in that time.
Wait, so what happens, Adam? You ask them, can we go on a, like, hey, I'd like to see you again? Or what do you say?
Good
sure. Hear. Usually I'll... if there's like something that I think that they're interested in, you know, maybe from our discussions or our texts or actually from our first date, I'll be like, hey, like there's this thing going on this weekend. I'm going to go. Would you like to come? Or, you know, I heard about this new restaurant. Would you want to go with me? And then, a lot of times I'll get, either, as they say, ghosted, or I'll get, you know, which I mean, this is if this is a legitimate excuse, is totally fair, which is, oh, I'm just too busy right now to date anyone, which I totally understand and respect. So, it's just a little, you know, I feel insecure about it, I guess,
yeah,
because it's been
annoying.
So many,
really,
it's been
really
so
annoying.
Many first dates.
When was your last date that you went on?
The last date that I went on was last week, and it was with a girl, and we went and got pizza and then went to a bar afterwards, and I thought it went really well. So I don't know, fingers crossed. That
did
maybe...
you ask her out again yet or no?
No, not yet. I haven't yet, but I plan
did
to.
Did you kiss?
No, not on that date. Okay. We did not.
Is she shy?
She might have been shy. I mean, cool. I got a hug at the end of the night, which, I mean, you know, everybody has their, you know, I don't want to be pushy or anything.
Yeah,
like that,
absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you got to ask for that second date within 3 days, right?
Within 3 days. Within 3 days. I absolutely. That's exactly what
otherwise,
I was thinking.
That gives them enough time to be like, well, I don't know. I kind of liked him. But.
You know, the last relationship I was in, I very nearly said no to the second date. In fact, I think I did say no. And then like, I think Mary canceled on me or something. And I was like, yeah, I can hang out. You can come over or whatever. And then we dated. But like, you really don't always know. Don't take it personally. You don't always know at all if you're going to have like if you're going to end up having chemistry with somebody. And I think there are so many nerves on that first date that you can be blinded to like the good aspects of like the chemistry that you do share.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Adam, we have been on the phone with you for 10 minutes. And I think I think Sally probably agrees with me. We get the sense that you are a normal. You are not raising any red flags.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
We're not getting like the, oh yeah, no shit. You're not getting, you sound very nice.
Yeah.
So I think keep going on dates. Keep a positive attitude.
Don't
keep
talk about your exes on the dates.
Oh my God, no.
Oh no, okay.
Ask about.
Never do it no matter what the situation is. I do this all the time.
Buy stuff for them and ask them to go on a second date within 3 days. And like you're already doing with a specific, hey, let's go to that specific thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe send them like a YouTube link the next day.
That's
what I always do.
Oh, I like, that.
Like, oh, like this is something you might like. Here's an old animation from the 30s.
I can do that.
Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Sally. Thanks, Mary. Have a good one.
You too. Damn, I love Adam.
Yeah, he was nice.
He's my new boyfriend.
Yay.
He lives in Tallahassee.
Really?
I don't know. Mm. I made that up.
Where does this man live?
Okay.
We got to get you dating him.
I'm fine.
What could I have bailed on you on?
It, I don't, I don't know if that's really what happened, but I think I did have another like social engagement. Mm-hmm. And then I was like,
when did you guys start dating?
We started dating in like February of 2016.
No.
2017, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
February 2017.
Wow, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm. We were dating for a long time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
2017?
Promise.
Really?
Yep.
Before the Tokyo trip that I went on.
I did not go. We started hanging out on his birthday, February 10th, I think.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And then later in the month, we started hanging out.
So. I would have thought February 2018.
No, boy, do we were dating for a long time.
Boy, do I have egg on my face.
Yeah, you do. It's covered in egg.
Ouch.
Let's do this one. Let's go right into this one.
Ready?
Yes, you really liked this one.
It aroused something inside of me. Hi, Mary and Sally. I'm 37 years old and have not had any type of romantic interaction since I was 30. In those 7 years, I have put on 75 pounds and my hair is thinning and balding. I suffer from depression, and because of my appearance, my self-esteem is as low as it gets. It has made me isolate to the world around me. Because of superficial reasons that I am embarrassed by, when I am in a social situation, I gravitate toward women that are between maybe 27 to 30 who I feel are attractive. These conversations ultimately go nowhere. I think I was living in a fantasy, believing I was still around their age and still someone they might be attracted to physically. I have now come to the reality that I am literally a fat, balding, middle-aged man. I feel gross and ashamed. How could I work on my self-esteem? How do I come to the realization that I am no longer a part of the younger and attractive crowd? And how does it feel to be, and how does it feel when someone creepy, for lack of a better word, tries to flirt with you? Thanks for hearing me out. Well, I could just start on this one.
You seem ready.
Well, okay. So when I the first couple times I read this, it really made me upset because this person is, he is like, it is so obvious when I read this that he is refusing to look for someone who is like what he sees in the mirror. And also in his whole letter, he didn't once mention like going to the gym or like, cause he keeps saying he's like fat. And he didn't once mention like trying to better himself physically in any way. But yet he was like, I gravitate toward women that are younger, that are 10 years younger than me. And that are
hot.
And that are hot. Basically, he said that I'm attracted to. And like there is something very, like, very wrong and like toxically masculine about that.
Right.
That like it's just saying, like I'm refusing to see
I'm inherently unlikable. Right. And I will find a hot person who will accept it.
Exactly. It's like, yo, women never think like that.
No.
No. The second we're like even like a size 4 instead of a 2, it's the fucking, we're like,
I guess I should kill myself.
I have to kill myself. Too bad. Sorry. I got to die now. this guy is, and here's the thing. You're fat. I guarantee you. There's tons of women who don't care. You're 37, sounds young to me, not middle-aged, by the way. You're balding. I'm sure that there are tons of women who don't really give a shit about that. But you going after women who are so much younger than you is, and not having any kind of self-awareness regarding that is indicative of you having a, sorry, dude, bad personality. You're saying, how can I work on my self-esteem? Well, like that, I mean, that's nice to work on your self-esteem, but I think you need to work on, it's more than your self-esteem. You need to work on your self-awareness and your like position in this social world. And, you know, you're not part of this young crowd anymore. You're still apparently part of this crowd if you're going out to like these places. And if you're just meeting these strangers at bars and just talking to complete strangers, don't do that. That's not a way to make women feel like comfortable. And I'm sorry that you haven't had sex in 7 years. That sucks. But I think that like, I think that you, okay, self-esteem question, join a gym. If you can't afford to join a gym, you got to start running. You have to. And you have to start dieting, because that's like maybe what's going to make you feel better about yourself. But I think first and foremost, the fact that you just want to meet women that are hot and 10 years younger than you is really something to like consider. There are free, I don't know if you, where you live, but in New York, there's definitely free like therapy clinics all over the city. I think you need to get like consider seeing a professional.
You make me upset, my friend.
Oh my goodness. What advice do I want to give? Well, I think I agree with Sally that to improve your self-esteem, you have to accomplish things, you have to do things. That's what self-esteem is. Self-esteem doesn't come from just I'm hot, so I feel good, mm-hmm. right? It doesn't, you have to do things. You don't have self-esteem because of things you are. Well, I don't know. You get what I'm saying. For instance, yeah, going on runs, maybe saying, I want to lose this many pounds. And then every time you get closer to that goal, then you're like, all right, I'm really doing it.
Yeah.
I bet that would make you feel better. I do agree that I am also put off by the 27 to 30 comment. Well, you say because of superficial reasons that I'm embarrassed by, I gravitate towards those women. Well, so I guess what I sort of feel about that is you aren't really saying anywhere in this message, I'm looking for a girl who blank. You know, you are mm-hmm. looking for a girl who yes. makes you feel good or is fun to be around or likes the same things you do. I think focus on those things, right? And I know you're attracted to hot people. But I think if you're going out and meet people, don't go in, you know, with the attitude of like, oh, I haven't gotten laid and I just want to meet someone that tolerates me. You know, go out and try to meet someone that's cool to you and likes stuff that you like and that sort of thing. I think that's what you gotta do.
Sorry, I was mad before.
Yeah, you can be. Sally can be mad at you. Who cares?
I think that you really
also all men have thinning hair.
Yeah,
like it's only true. Hollywood actors that have full heads of hair,
and that's because they have medicine.
Yeah, they have implants and things. So it's normal to have thin hair.
And it's okay to be fat too.
It is okay to be fat.
I like fat people, actually.
I feel like we have tons of friends that like that's their type.
Yes.
So
true. Yeah, very much.
I don't think you should feel bad about it. I think try to have a better, funner attitude, like yourself more, accomplish things, and good things will come to you.
Go for walks in the woods, like read some books, go to, not that you don't do that already, but like go on the web or net and try to figure mm-hmm. out like what kind of things that you're into, what kind of meetups. What's that thing? Meetup.org? Meetups.com?
Yeah.
Still happens and it's real.
And it's real.
Yeah. And you should meet people who have similar interests to you and try to approach romance from that perspective first, as opposed to like, I want to have sex with a young woman. That's my advice.
I think we got time for one more. Which one do you want to do, Sal?
Oh, this one's so sad. I want to do this one.
Okay, so this one, we were both really torn on.
Oh, it's so hard.
We have so many thoughts. Okay.
Your turn to read.
I find myself at times doubting my relationship. And by that, I mean wondering if I really want to be with her. Other than that, the relationship is really solid and lovely. I understand that doubt will never really go away, but any advice would be much appreciated. I don't want to throw away a perfectly good thing. Wow. So immediately when I read this, I thought,
okay, if you're not into it, then that's like a sign that like this isn't right and you need to like get out. And I'm sorry, like you're both gonna like find better people after and this is gonna be like such a good. And then I would say not even a minute went by until I was like, wait, he might be just like in a weird mood right now. Yeah. Oh, no.
And I had the exact opposite experience where I was at first like, no, listen, don't throw a good thing away. Like the past couple relationships I've had have been like, no, like I love this so much. And then I've left it and it's been like, fuck, wow, that sucks. And then I'm like, actually, no, that's why I'm like in this position now. So you know what? If you have to leave, then leave.
Yeah. No regrets, baby.
Yeah, but.
God. Yeah, I think I stick to my gut reaction that it sounds like it's not meant to. It sounds like not really what you want if you're having these feelings. But then at the same time, I find myself wondering, how do people that have been married for a long time feel? Do they have these feelings? Maybe they don't. I'm not sure.
I don't know if this person is married. I'm assuming that they're not married.
Right.
But I guess what
I'm saying is like people have been together like 40 years.
For sure.
And they're like in love. Do you think they have these feelings? Like, is this something that's like, yeah, sometimes you feel that or.
Yeah, but I think that's why, honestly, I think that's why you have children and you buy a house and you do things like that. You create a life and it is no longer like just the person that you're obsessed with because you're in love with them. But it's your partner who you've cultivated an existence with. And my advice to this person is to think about what you want. 1 year from now, what do you want your life to look like? Think about what you want your life to look like 6 months from now, maybe if, I don't know how long you guys have been together. But really think about if she is in the picture, the relationship is solid and lovely. Honestly, I know this is such a funny, like, like stereotypical thing to say, but like maybe you need to spice things up in the bedroom, maybe. Maybe you need to like get a track horny for each other again and do like fucking role play or toys or something. Yeah. Or my favorite, BDSM.
Because based on this cue, it sounds like things are going really well and they are good partners and their lives fit together pretty nicely. That, yeah, it does seem like maybe a sex or spice issue.
Yeah. If she's not in, and if you suggest that to her and she's not into it, break up.
Yeah, I think next time you guys bone, just come in like way
down.
C-O-M-E. Just come in like way different than you usually do. Have like a way different energy that she's like, got into you?
For sure. Right? That's good. I would maybe like try to ask her like, I want to do a weird sex thing. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
And then like plan a thing and then try to do it. And then it will be weird, like you, like almost like you guys are strangers to each other, and it will be horny. And if it doesn't work out, you know each other so well, it seems that there's nothing to lose. There is nothing to lose.
I really like that idea of, like planning it in the future. So then it could be like a thing all week long. That when you guys are alone, you'll be like looking forward to it. And that sounds like an exciting thing.
It's always good to plan it out and you can sext about it up until the point. And then it's extremely horny. I'm wet.
I feel like this is gonna work.
I think so too. I think you guys are gonna fuck better, and then your love will be rekindled. And I'm really excited to hear about it. So message me again and tell me how you fucked, and tell me exactly what you did, and give me grave detail, and I will. Listen.
Well. That was some good advice.
Thank you. That was great advice from you. Mary, do you have any advice you need from me?
No.
Okay.
No, I want to cap it there so we could get another 20 or 30-ish minute.
Good call.
One.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.